Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. As we begin this class session, I want to continue reading to you from the book of John. And we're reading the first chapter. We were reading that when the lesson closed yesterday. And so we're going to pick up again. I'm going back to John chapter 1 and verse 29 and read through verse 34. And here we read, "On the morrow, he seeth Jesus coming to him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man who is become before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. For this cause came I baptizing in water, and John bare witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize in water, he said unto me, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." We welcome you to class session 657 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're in the midst of a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of August the 3rd, 1924. And it is about the first disciples of Jesus. And so we're reading from the first chapter of the book of John. And we noted last week, or in our last class session, how the book of John began. In the beginning was the Word. It is first stated that the Word existed in the beginning with God, and that the Word was God, that all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that this was done in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, the only begotten of the Father, and that in him was life, that John the Baptist bore witness of the true light, and pointing him out as the one to come. John the Baptist told the delegation of priests and Levites, which the Jews sent out from Jerusalem to ask him who he was, that he was not Elijah, nor that prophet, nor the Christ, but he was the one sent to prepare a people for the Lord, as Isaiah had foretold. John called him the Lamb of God. John chapter 1 and verse 29. On the morrow, now that's the day after the visit of these priests and Levites, he, that's John, seeth Jesus coming unto him. This was after Jesus' baptism and after his 40 days of temptation. This was the first reference to the appearance of Jesus in person, which is made by John's gospel. The author of this gospel passes over the birth and early life of Jesus because his readers would have been familiar with these facts from Matthew and Luke. John the Baptist pointed Jesus out as the Lamb of God to the multitude. He intended for his own disciples to believe in and follow Jesus. Jesus was mild and innocent, like a lamb. In Acts 8 and verse 32 we read, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Yet John meant here that he was a sin offering. Every lamb slain as a sacrifice under the law of Moses pointed to him. He is spoken of as the Lamb slain in the book of Revelation. We read about the blood of the Lamb as the power that gives victory over the enemies of God's people in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, and in which the robes of the righteous have been washed, Revelation 7 and verse 14. God prepared for him a body which was bruised and offered up once for all. We read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 through 10. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body didst thou prepare for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I am come. In the roll of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God, saying above, Sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou wouldest not, neither have pleasure therein, to which are offered according to the law. Then hath he said, Lo, I am come to do thy will. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by which will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. It is the blood of Christ that cleanseth us from all sin, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, and that taketh away the sin of the world, not of the Jews only, but of the world. John, by inspiration, was able to make this declaration. John had told the multitudes he baptized that one mightier than himself would come in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, and enjoined upon them to believe on him when he should come. Now he has come, and John points out that he was the one referred to. After me cometh a man who has come before me, for he was before me. John chapter 1 and verse 15. Jesus was first in importance, and he existed with God as the Word and was before John in point of existence. Now, how is it that John knew that Jesus was the Christ? John the Baptist said, I knew him not. John knew Jesus as a man, for their mothers were cousins. Mary visited Elizabeth just before the birth of John the Baptist and remained about 3 months, we read in Luke chapter 1, verses 39 and 56. John knew Jesus as a good man and knew Jesus was better than himself, and for this reason declined at first to baptize him in Matthew 3 and verse 14. But John did not know Jesus as the Lamb of God and the Messiah. But, said John, that he should be manifested to Israel as the Messiah. And for this cause came I baptizing in water. All his preaching and baptizing were to prepare a people for the Messiah and to make him known to the world. In John's baptizing the Messiah, or the Lamb of God, he became manifest in the way stated below. As we have already learned, God sent John as a forerunner of the Messiah to preach the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins, and to baptize the penitent in water. In this way, that is, by teaching the people to repent and be baptized unto the remission of their sins, John prepared the people for the Lord. God gave John a sign by which he could recognize the Messiah when he should be baptized. It says, Upon whomsoever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, the same is he that baptizeth in the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was baptized, this occurred, and John saw it. Besides, God said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, Matthew 3:16 and 17. In this way, John knew Jesus was the Messiah and the Lamb of God. So he bare witness or gave testimony, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and it abode upon him. Christ, the Messiah, was to baptize in the Holy Spirit. He did not do this until after his ascension, as we read about this in Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2. Christ alone could baptize in the Holy Spirit. John said, "And I have seen the sign God gave, and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." John bore this testimony on different occasions. He gladly pointed out Jesus is the Son of God, the Lamb of God. John was the morning star. Jesus was the Sun, S-U-N, of righteousness. John said of Jesus, "He must increase, but I must decrease." John chapter 3 and verse 30. And so, we're going to go back and read our Sunday school text and look at Elam's notes upon that text. We'll begin in John 1 and verse 35, where it says, "Again on the morrow, John was standing, and two of his disciples." Again on the morrow. This is the day after the one mentioned in John 1:29. On the preceding day, in a public discourse, John pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God, but on this day he declares him to be such to two of his own disciples. One of these was Andrew, John chapter 1 and verse 40. And from his own modest way of speaking of himself, we conclude that probably the other one was John the Apostle. Not John the Baptist, but John the Apostle. John was an apostle, and all of the 12 apostles were present when Jesus was baptized and heard the testimony of John the Baptist concerning him. We learn that from Acts chapter 1 and verse 22. We read in John 1:36 that he, now that is John, he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." When John pointed him out as the Lamb of God, he meant that God had prepared him as a sin offering that taketh away the sin of the world. John chapter 1 and verse 37 we read, "And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus." John intended for the two disciples to follow Jesus, and having heard John's testimony, they did so. Had they not been first the disciples of John, they had not then been prepared for Jesus. Now, they cannot become the disciple of Jesus unless they leave John and follow Jesus. They must improve their opportunities to follow the light they had was a sure way to greater light. We read in John chapter 1 and in verse 35, or John chapter 1 and verse 38, "And Jesus turned and beheld them following and said unto them, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi," which is being interpreted teacher, "Where abidest thou?" Jesus did not proceed until they overtook him. But he turned and beheld them following, waiting for them, and said, "What seek ye?" He encouraged them to follow him and to make known their desires. Rabbi, as John interprets it, means master or teacher. They desired to be with Jesus and to learn from him. Hence they ask, "Where abidest thou?" In verse 39, we see Jesus said to them, "Come, and ye shall see." And they came therefore and saw where he abode, and they abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. He invited them to go with him, saying, "Come, and ye shall see." And they accepted his invitation. He probably had some temporary stopping place near, but his home was yet at Nazareth. And he soon left this region for Galilee, we read in John chapter 2 and in verse 1. We're going to put a mark there and continue at this point in our Sunday school lesson in our next class. When you have the opportunity, come visit us at the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe.